From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The leaders of Taiwan and China engaged in a historic handshake Saturday before beginning a summit in Singapore. It's the first face-to-face meeting between the two sides since 1949. Taiwan President Ma Ying-jeou and Chinese leader Xi Jinping smiled and waved to a throng of journalists, then began their meeting. Xi spoke at the opening of the meeting. He said, "No force can pull us apart. We are one family." Ma also spoke. He said, "Even though this is the first meeting, we feel like old friends." He said he's determined to promote peace across the Taiwan Strait, adding that both sides should respect each other's values and way of life. Authorities in China are predicting the meeting will be a major historic milestone in the development of cross-strait relations. Meanwhile, in Taiwan, angry protesters tried to storm parliament in Taipei as Mao left for the meeting. Police stopped them, and there were no reports of arrests. A top U.S. military official in the Middle East says the pace of U.S. airstrikes targeting Islamic State militants in Syria and Iraq is likely to increase in the coming weeks after a lull in September and October. Air Force Lieutenant General Charles Brown said Saturday the slowdown in coalition bombing raids was due to poor weather and a lack of movement by Islamic State forces on the ground. Look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Egyptian Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry is accusing the United States, Britain, and other foreign nations of withholding shared intelligence with Egypt about the crash of a Russian passenger jet last week. The Egyptian diplomat told reporters Saturday in Cairo that foreign intelligence indicating the possibility of a bomb blast aboard the plane had not until now been provided to the Egyptian security services. President Barack Obama has rejected the controversial Keystone XL oil pipeline project, a plan to build a nearly 1,900-kilometer oil pipeline to transport Canadian crude to the U.S. Gulf states. VOA correspondent Mary Alice Salinas has more.
The Keystone XL pipeline project had become a centerpiece of the debate over President Obama's environmental agenda and stated commitment to take bold action to curb climate change. With the UN summit on climate change set for Paris in December, Obama rejected construction of the oil pipeline that would have carried crude from Canada to U.S. ports along the Gulf of Mexico.
The State Department has decided that the Keystone XL pipeline would not serve the national interests of the United States. I agree with that decision.
The decision drew sharp and quick reaction from members of the Republican-led Congress who backed construction of the pipeline, saying it would create jobs, reduce oil prices, and U.S. reliance on foreign oil. Mary Alice Salinas, The White House.
A former aide to Russian President Vladimir Putin has been found dead in a hotel room in Washington. The Russian embassy in Washington confirmed Friday that the man was 57-year-old Mikhail Lesin, who served as Russian press minister from 1999 to 2004 and presidential media advisor from 2004 to 2009. The media agency he's credited with founding, Russia Today, reported his cause of death as a heart attack. Russia Today is an English-language news service backed by the Russian government. The World Health Organization has announced that Sierra Leone is officially free of the Ebola virus. The WHO gave the all-clear now that 42 days have passed without any new infections. Ebola has killed 4,000 people over the past several years. Authorities are urging Sierra Leoneans to remain vigilant and continue to respect all the Ebola prevention protocols. The three U.S. Democratic presidential hopefuls took part in a television forum late Friday. MSNBC host Rachel Maddow in Rock Hill, South Carolina, interviewed the candidates separately. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.